Mr. WC, can you hear us? WC.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
That is all the commissioners, Mr. Chairman. Once again, 6 o'clock, you can
okay.
Go ahead. I'll work for you.
Call this meeting order. Before we get started, I'd like to ask everyone to please silence your cell phone. And me and the sheriff has been having a little discussion. And for some of the safety, let's see, how can I put it? The courtroom, the courthouse safety is providing us with a deputy for every meeting. So, you know, when we walk outside at night, we've got one here to protect us if we need it. We ain't never had to have it, but that's part of the deal. So I just want to let everybody know that we've got someone to protect us now.
Hello.
Mr. James?
Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for trying to be together here tonight, Father. Father, we ask you to see you and make me according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Mark?
Congratulations.
Need a approval of the minutes from October 21, the Employee Policy Procedure Manual Workshop.
Motion.
Got a motion by Mr. Stevenson.
Second
Mr. Hatch, all in favor. The vouchers approval.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second
Mr. Valentine, all in favor. Any constitutional officer here? Mr. Gregg? No, that's not. Okay. Jared Nim's not here either, right?
Yep.
Miss Cindy's out. Steve Freeman.
He's out.
He's out. He didn't have anything.
Mr. Hutch or Mr. Moore?
I'm covering a few things.
Okay.
The department
okay. Dwayne Chauncey.
Not here tonight, but I will give an update while you're up there on him.
Okay.
He took a state board's test for the director's license with the state. He already has his applicator's license, but Wednesday he's set for his actual board license, so we're waiting. That'll be pending results.
Okay. Mr. Latson.
I don't have anything. At
least you
got something.
Thank you, Mr. Latson.
I got something.
You knew it wasn't that.
Yes, sir.
The metal at the dumpsters becoming quite a problem. I took my equipment and filed it at the first district and at the rock pit. In doing so at the rock pit, I happened to find a brand new dumpster in the muck with all the metal, which I was able to separate it out without it getting damaged. With the board, we have no contract or anything on the metal. What are we going to do about this ongoing? I'm rounding on, but didn't we have a person? I think we got a person in the budget. Didn't they have someone used to that took care of the metal and burn the limbs? And it's in your budget. The money's, James Earl Cooper, I believe, used to do that. Do you still have that budgeted in your,
Well, yes, sir. I have a guy that's supposed to be picking up the job, keeping the
house pushed up. Yes, sir. What is your thoughts on moving forward with having outside source picking up the metal or us doing it in-house with the person that we have allocated for funds and having them haul it and get it weighed and processed rather than waiting on someone to come and let it get to the state it is or ever done?
Truck that we had to do it,
We would have to purchase another truck or even do something with that.
I have to get a piece of equipment to handle that.
Because we, the Tackahoochee, we no longer have, we have the trailer, but not a truck to pull it. We'd have to go in and sit down and weigh it out. I mean,
what are we doing with the funds that is budgeted for that person to do that?
Well, he's been advertising.
We've been advertising for 5-6 weeks. I'm not able to hire anybody with the license to do that. We've been having trouble getting someone with. I'm competing against DOT and everybody else.
Well, I feel your pain. I can't get no job. What does the board feel? Do y'all want to put it up for bid? Contract on the metal, or let's look at getting a truck and do it in the house?
Can I say something, Chairman?
Yeah, I was going to say, I talked to WC about this.
Go ahead, WC.
I talked with Dwayne about getting contracts drawn up for the two people that does the dumps. Y'all know Mike died, and he handled it all, you know, and on his side of town. And Mac's trying to catch up his obligation out of town to where he can get back to a regular schedule with the dumps. And I've asked Dwayne to look at drawing up some contracts and let the board look at them and see if they're happy with them. And there'll be prices and there'll be times that they, you know, they'll have to get it up ever so often in their contracts. And I've just asked that Dwayne fill us in, you know, up to date us on that, wherever that's at. But I've talked with Goob and Mac about this, and, you know, they all stretched out pretty bad, but they're working toward getting there and getting it done. And I talked with them, I don't know, a little over a week ago, and told them if they couldn't get there within the next 2 or 3 weeks, that they needed to come push them dumps up. And then Preacher had told me that he was going to go ahead and push the dumps up. So that's where we at with that, just to bring y'all up to speed on that part of it.
WC, on the metal, would the county be able to get a better price for it if we all had it all carried to one central location, or did we accumulate faster and not have to wait for it to gather up?
You mean like us, you know, the county picking it up and taking it to one location?
I'm talking about like most other counties do, have it carried to one location, like the transfer station. All metal has to go there, coming in to the small dumps.
Yeah. Well, I don't disagree with part of that, but the thing is, ain't none of these other counties generates the kind of metal that Dix County does. I mean, most of them other counties, a lot of them will haul it right on to the mill or wherever, to another big junkyard, you know. But it's just a cost, you know, Jody. It's a cost for the county to pick it up and move it. I mean, it would take a, you know, a team pretty much year round to do that. So I'm not saying that, you know.
The county to move from the sites to the roll-off site. I'm asking why can't the citizens go to the roll-off site of the main transfer with the metal?
Oh, well, I'd just be a board decision, Jody, you know. I'd be another one of them things where we'd have stoves and refrigerators and couches laying all side the road everywhere because they didn't want to drive that far. You know, we talked about it, you know, more than one time in the past. But
yes, sir.
That's the issue that we worried about, you know. I mean, I can't guarantee that, but that's what we've been worried about in the past, you know, with that. And they, I can tell you, there ain't really no way that the county could come out on trying to haul it themselves to a mill, you know, by the time you've got the manpower to do it and got it to the mill. And as a small producer, you're going to get less money than what they paying us now, I would imagine. You know, you got to be a pretty big producer anymore to get the better money. You know how that works, you know.
Yes, sir.
But, I mean, it's all up to the board, y'all. But I believe these guys are going to get their program together when we get a contract that they've got to stick to. You know, I think they'll get it done.
Well, with that said, Mr. Chairman, I'll work with the attorney. Sire, him a contract before y'all to review. If y'all like it, we'll move forward and we'll get the two people that are picking up the individual type now. And y'all can execute it if everybody's agreeable to the term. Start holding them accountable that way. But since I've been here, there's never been any contract.
No, sir, that's true. We ain't never had a contract.
Although we're at the transfer station, every once in a while, you can got a sign like they put on us. The metal has to be in a certain place. Tires got to be in a certain place. They check to make sure we got no debris that we can burn out there. Mm-hmm. In the past, they've caught us with metal pile 2-3 feet this way. We had to get it back in line.
Well, like I said, I remember when Mr. Cooper was doing it, we didn't have a problem. He carried the metal, disposed of it where it was supposed to go, and everything was nice going. But reason I'm asking that is, I mean, if the garbage is the biggest waste, we had to raise the assessment on the citizens. You go to, like, Gilchrist County and look at their dump facilities, they don't have man dumps. You have a chain link gate, you walk through and put it in by hand. All the limbs, all the metal goes to the roll-off site, and their roads, guys, are cleaner than ours. And I don't think that's a bearing on how you do your garbage, just on how you police what you do. So I'm just saying that, I mean, it's getting, you know, the citizens want to get this done as cheap as possible and efficiently. We need to look at other avenues and take looks at how other counties are doing that versus the way we do it. They don't have near the sites. I don't think there's a county out there got as many sites as we got. And we still have more garbage in our roadways than any other county. And I'm ashamed to say that, but it's the truth. And I just like we're to improve on the situation. But we certainly got to do something with the metal because it's getting to the point that some of our sites, they couldn't, the citizens could not get to the dumpster, the garbage. At the one at the rock pit, the lady couldn't even get to the toilet to use the bathroom because the metal had come past it. It almost had come to the door of the house that they sent in to watch the dump. I mean, I'm just saying we got an issue and we need to address it. That's all I got. Contract or whatever, we need to address it.
I'll meet with the attorney and we'll start trying to
prepare for that. I think you got set out a card or something. Bird, I don't know. I'm not
the chairman. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. You can speak at the end.
Let me say one more thing about to clarify when James Earl was moving that metal from one place to the other back in that day. This is just informational talk. There was about 30% of the metal that we get now. For the county to move all that to one site now, it'd take 2 grapple trucks every day to do it. It's just so much more now than it was then. It's like everything else, you know. We got a lot more citizens to take care of than we had back then, and we got a lot more trash to take care of, and we got a lot more metal to take care of. And I agree with Cody. There's got to be something done. And I believe the contract, as far as the metal goes, would be the answer to getting that metal to where it ain't piled up like that. Because if you give them a certain time to do it, and they don't do it, then, you know, when they realize there's consequences, I think that'll make it a priority. Just food for thought, y'all.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I hope with the new stickers that our metal declines, I think. And some of the dumps, they're already seeing almost a 20% reduction in garbage coming in just by implementing the stickers.
Yeah, I agree with you. I believe it will, too.
My coach is
individually or?
their businesses, you would have to get with them.
I think they got them split up. I think Goobie's got,
Debbie, can you get with them, tell them let's schedule a meeting with Dwayne and I to sit down and discuss the specifics of, so I can understand.
Yeah, that's no problem. That's no problem, or I can get Dwayne their numbers. I can have them call Dwayne. What have you, they're two different companies now, you know. It used to be one company, but after Abe died, now it's two different companies.
If you have them get Dwayne, that's the first year we'll sit down and come up with a proposal.
WC, you know what the current rate is that they're paying for the steel?
I want to say, I believe it's $3. Now, I ain't going to swear to that, but I believe it went up to $3 a couple years or so ago. Hello?
I think it, I mean, I one of those sites now, it's up to somewhere around seven or eight, depending. But you can separate that metal once you get it. There's different grades for different prices, so.
Yeah.
So most,
well, the thing about it is that, you know, that it's all considered tin. Most any heavy metal, people don't dump in a dump. They'll take it to a scrapyard, but it's all considered tin, and it, you can't, nobody can afford to separate that metal at them sites. And you can't, when you leave that site with it, you got to be going to the yard, to the scrapyard with it, because it's the lowest paid out there, tin is, and you can't handle it twice, you know. Believe me, I tried it years ago when, before I was commissioner, I've done it. Buddy had the job doing it, but I've done it for him because he was busy other places, and I've done it myself. And when you got to mash it and get it in as much of it as you can in that trailer and go straight to the scrapyard with it to make any money. But, you know, everything is negotiable.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Bridget.
Mr. Leon, are you here?
I'm going to take care of him under my section.
Okay. Mr. Brown.
Darren, it's all right. I don't have anything. I know the things they need to hear. First of all, I want to thank Tri-County Towers. We had our safety dinner this week, and I was asked after dinner, Mr. Harvey Spencer is one of our volunteer members, as you know. He also owns the company. And his wife asked me how we paid for it. I thought we paid for our employees club this year, and she said she wanted to donate some to it. And the next morning, I told the street chief Bass who's over that, and the next morning they came in and paid for our entire dinner. I won't throw the amount out because I don't want to put their business in the street, but it's a significant amount. So there was about 85 or 90 people there. They had space and shrimps and whatever else they wanted to work. So I want to thank them publicly. Yes, Slimmerman is supposed to be putting that on Facebook today also as well on our page to thank them. But I just want y'all to know as well what that is. Two other things. One, I received a call last Thursday afternoon from the Florida Department of Health. They are the management for EMS in the state of Florida. They do inspections of agencies from time to time. Sometimes they're random, just show up and we need to see your licenses, and sometimes they're announced. He called me and asked if they could do it Tuesday, which was the same day as our dinner, and I told him what we were doing. He said, well, by all means, we don't want to interrupt the Christmas dinner, so let's do it Monday. He came in, spent about 2.5 hours at the office. He reviewed all of our personnel records, all of our licenses, everything else that we have on file, medical director licenses. He pulled the trucks in. He looked at the trucks, the equipment on the trucks, checked the staff's licenses, checked all the everything that they have to have on them to operate the trucks. And when he got done, he thanked everybody and said, I'll send you the report in a few weeks. Have a good day. And there were no notations of parking. So we passed with flying colors. The last one was in 2018. I hope in my career I don't see another one. But that was that went well. So that's a good thing. The last thing I have is tomorrow at 5 o'clock, we have our expo. We've done this for years, starting around 2012 or 13. Up until year before last, we always done it during Fire Prevention Week in October. It's always hot. We wanted to move it, so we elected last year, I think it was, to wait until February and do it in court to correspond to the 75th year anniversary.
whether that was last year or the year before, I don't remember. But that was the same time COVID came about, so we haven't done one in the last 2 years. The girls wanted to do something for Christmas. I put them to it, turned them loose, and this morning I walked into the office, and every table in the office was covered with toys, and they had 10,000 views on Facebook. So tomorrow night at 5 o'clock, we'll be giving away free hot dogs. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll have food, we'll have drinks, we'll have toys, and there will be all kinds of trucks, and I think two helicopters. I really don't know what else. I literally turned them loose, and we shall see tomorrow night. We'd like to invite everybody to come, if you would, those that brought toys tonight. Thank you all very much. Anybody else that's given donations, I know the dollar store filled our non-emergency van full today in Old Town. So it's been a great turnout, and I think they'll have more than they can give out. Tomorrow night is also one of the district games for the basketball team. We're hoping that even helps. We'll be going on during the games, so we're going to catch a coming angle.
Anyway,
that's all I have, gentlemen, unless y'all have something to
say. Darren, I appreciate you looking into the issues that I brought to y'all and
Canada. Yes,
sir. Thanks,
Captain.
Yes, sir.
So we'll take care of
them. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy New Year and the possibility I may be in Georgia about this.
Miss Gail?
No, I'm here.
Miss Holly?
She's
not here. Miss Angie?
Whenever you're ready, you'll set up.
You tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready to go whenever you're ready.
Okay, well, we got Dwayne next. Do you want to do with Dwayne? Do you want to do it before Dwayne, or what you want to do?
Are you okay with doing the meeting and then everybody going out to review it?
However you want to do it. That's fine with me.
That's it.
But I mean,
let's do the meeting. We'll do that. Everybody's here. So
when we get through with Miss Barbie, we all go outside, then we can all come back in for the commissioner's comments and the government comments.
That'll be fine.
Will that work?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Dwayne?
Yes, sir. Mink, if you look at your county manager report tonight, Mr. Chairman, first action item is a request board approval of the road projects that we submitted on the FDOT 5-year road project plan. Last year, we submitted the McCrabb Landing Road, which is Northeast 349 Avenue, Northeast 82nd Avenue, which is Howe Chairs, and Southeast 71st Avenue, which is Rudolph Parrott Road. And the one that DOT selected and programmed was the Howe Chairs road to resurface or to pave from dirt to pave. So that leaves outstanding over the past 3 years that the board has chosen and submitted County Road 358, which is the Gina Highway that DOT has not selected yet, the McCrabb Landing, and the Southeast 71st Avenue. And my recommendation to the board was to update those cost estimates. We've already got monies expended with the county on some surveying on McCrabb Landing, the cost estimates with the engineering firm. If you are all okay with that, we would update the program, submit those back to DOT with an updated cost estimate with all the increase of pricing of construction. And if you are okay with those three, I'd like to call each one of them out and let y'all vote in one individually. And I'll call them according to probably their how we'll put them in the system as well.
Okay.
Y'all okay with those three roads? Would y'all like to talk about some other roads to maybe add or change?
No, especially that 358 there. That's that Gina road. Yeah. It's in bad
it's
shape.
Bad, you're right.
It's in
what
bad.
What three roads we talking about, guys?
McCrabb Landing Road, Northeast 349. So it goes from the State Road 349 into the river. County Road 358, Gina Highway from the end of the road out to US 19 resurfacing project, and then Southeast 71st Avenue, which is off the Horseshoe Highway, Rudolph Parrott Road.
Yeah. Well, I was just trying to make sure that the Gina Road was still on it. It broke up there when you was.
Yes, sir. It had been submitted, but he did not select it, Mr. WC.
Well, we need to submit it again if we can.
My recommendation.
Yes.
Go ahead, we'll make a motion. Okay, so I would like for y'all to approve Northeast 349th Avenue. That's McCrabb Landing.
Motion. We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
County Road 358 from US 19 to the end in Gina.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Thiessen?
I second.
Second, Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
Southeast 71 Avenue.
Motion. Motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Thiessen. All in favor?
The next thing that I have is in conjunction with our P-Rock pit site. I need a board approval to waive the monthly solid waste 4-yard can fee for Mr. Eddie Hines, and it's in lieu of the county access across this property for the duration of the rock pit egress and ingress. To get across this property, he's saying he will sign the right of entry, but he would also like for the board to waive his 4-yard can of trash.
Motion by W.C.
Second,
Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Request board approval to execute the amended agreement with DSI for the ARPA monies administrative oversight, and the language is to be added and updated to be in compliance with the ARPA Treasury guidelines.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second,
Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Request board approval to approve or deny the 6 driveways that are on the list as presented. This is a new list. Action item number 4, if you look in your packet, you can look at the list if y'all want to go over them. We have them by locations that they're at. Specifically, we've looked out at them. The driveway list.
That one,
6 of them. Yes, there's 6 on this list.
That the second one down. The second one down, Mrs. Pitts.
Okay.
On 512th. She needs about 4 to 5 loads.
Can we start and go down the list?
Yeah, you can do that. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Let's start with Mary Goodrich. Address 400 Northeast 550 Street. I'm assuming that's Old Town. Dwayne.
Yes, it's off of 188.
For a 40-yard driveway with estimated 3 loads of materials, what will be the public purpose for that?
I don't see it. I don't have a recommendation on that. They can access emergency services. Can't access that.
Does anybody want to have any? Remember that we got to find a valid public purpose to go on private property if there's a board. I don't care how. What you find, but that's the deed that I'm just telling you, legal counsel. You've got to have that in the minutes, a legislative finding.
Can the ambulance get in there or not?
Yes, according to the review, ambulance can get in there.
Fire truck?
Law enforcement. I don't want to be a bad guy, but Darren answered that question at the last meeting when he did not want to be the one to go out there to assess this. He made the statement right over there that they have stretchers to go get people out of the swamps. Mm-hmm. They have over 1,000 feet of hose on that fire truck. Mm-hmm. You can't use those 2 items to go on private property because it has to be done for public use. The only way that was writ, guys, is for an easement that is deeded. It is not a county road. That you have several families live down that road. And there's a hole in there that stops 4 or 5 families to get to the back of that property at the end of that road. Then the county can go on that private road and put rock because that is a public access and it benefits the public. And it is a deeded access road, but it is not a county road. Those are your hairs that you split. And I've preached this and preached this. I want to help everybody. I do. But every time we do that, then we got people out there that ain't on the list that ain't going to call that may have worse symptoms than any of these people that we got. But there's no way we, the county, with our funds, can fix everybody's road. And that's what I'm saying.
So
legally,
we cannot fix
it. It has to be a public benefit.
Okay. Well, then we need to make a decision tonight. Well, there's one on here I would like to fix, but from what y'all saying, it's only going to benefit them. Young lady's got a child that she is disabled, she has to take care of, and it is boggy going in and out, but it's only going to take care of them. I would like to fix that, but legally, from what y'all saying, we cannot go on there and fix it, so
correct.
We might as well tonight do away with all this I hate it. I want to help everybody also, but there ain't no needing us wasting Dwayne's time, Darren's time, any of our other employees' time when we can't fix them to begin with.
Now, I'll reiterate what I said at the last meeting. Dixie County is the givenest county there is. If you get me the names of them people, I got dump trucks and they're in bad need, I'll get them to start. We'll have fish fry water. We'll create some money to help these people without getting this county in a situation doing illegal work.
Is it?
Well, yeah, every time anybody gets with cats or anything, we have fish fry.
That's
we help
exactly
our people.
Right.
We'll stand behind them. You get me their name, I got two dump trucks. It won't put the county in a compromise. I'll get them some.
They's a bunch of people. They's a bunch of people that was turned down last time.
I can't fix everybody, but I will help what I can.
They was a bunch of people last time that got turned down. Some of them sitting in here. Some of them that's on this list tonight that we ain't gonna be able to fix sitting here tonight.
But using the fire trucks and hamlets, that is not applicable, and they have ways to get people out of swamps, and they got hoses to get there. We can't use that as a crutch. So we can't use the school buses.
It ain't a crutch, Jody. It's actually in the governor's local state of emergency. It has to protect person and property. It says that. That's not a crutch.
I'm not going to argue with you, Mark. I know what the law says, and I know what the other counties do. And I'm standing on that. Y'all move forward however y'all want to.
Michael says, if we have a, what do you call it, Michael? State it again.
You have to have a legislative finding, which all the legislators, the five board members, that there's a valid public benefit to the public, or that the runoff or the road was damaged as a result of the failure of the county infrastructure. That's the Attorney General's test for determining if you can go on private property.
And that's determined, is it legal or not legal?
Yes. But you have to find the legislative finding according to the laws. I've read it. We went over this several meetings, and I gave you the opinions. If you believe it's a valid purpose, y'all vote on it, and it goes in the minutes. If somebody can test it down the road, we'll deal with it. I'm just telling you what the law is.
That's what we
want to
know. Very rare circumstances.
That's
all we
want to
know.
If it wouldn't be every meeting, we got to lift six people's needing four legs rock. That's not what the law is intended.
No. Right. So yeah. It's not splitting hairs at the end of the day. It's can we do it or can't we do it? One of the two. So go back to Mary. Is can they get ingress and egress in and out of their house?
That's not the question, Mark. That's not a question at all. That's not the question. The question is, again, my scenario is, I got a 40-acre block, county road. I start my private driveway. There's a big high hill at the back of that 40 acres. But in order to get through that, there is a river swamp, a slough, and I choose to build on that hill. That shouldn't be the taxpayer's money to benefit to build that road for the one person that decided to build that house on that property, knowing that slough was there in that little low-lying area. That's not what the law was intended for. In the scenario he was given, if you got a community of people and a bad tornado comes through there, a flood, you got five or seven people that this joint easement does, and they have a problem and get one load or two of rocks, in an emergency situation, yes. The board can come together in an emergency meeting, whatever. Listen, these people need it. It's going to affect more than one household. If that makes sense. That's the best. Does anybody out there understand the concept? I mean, I don't know how to explain it to anybody.
I just think one household is just important.
But to benefit one person, all six of these dwellings is going to be a private driveway for one individual household.
Yes.
I mean, so no,
we will be working in the county right away on a lot of these anyhow, you know, redoing it, refixing the river.
I'm telling you, that's what the law is. That's the best. I can't explain it any different. But y'all the board.
Sure.
Uh,
y'all just need to give me direction on how to tell the employees. Do we want to
think? Well, we just if from what he's stating, if we can't go on there, if young lady needs a couple loads of rock because it was bad, but now it's dried up. A couple loads of rock, a couple loads of dirt, and we can't, legally we can't fix it, then we just need to leave it all alone. We just need to not worry about nobody's driveway. We can't fix one.
If you can't do it for one, if you do it for one, you do it for all.
Exactly.
But if we can't do it for one, I don't want to do it for none of them.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Because there's a lot that we done turned, there's a lot of people we done turned down. And there was water in their yard. There was water at one time. They'd been wading in and out. They'd been pushing their youngins in and out with canoes. But now the water's gone down, and yes, they can get in and out now. And now we just find the time to go around and look at them. Now we can get in and out. But now we cannot fix it.
The nature of it is gone.
So exactly. When the water was there, we couldn't fix it anyway.
Yeah.
So we still would have had to have waited until it dried to get to this point to be able to fix it. Now we're saying that we can't fix it because we can get in and out.
But let me get back to Mark. If you wanted to articulate in a motion that I believe, as Commissioner Mark Cat, that this, that all the and illustrate whatever public purpose it is, and present that, you get a second, the board goes with it. Y'all are the legislators. So, remember that. I'm just advising you.
Is it legal?
Yeah. Yes, it is. If you have a legitimate reason, yes, it is. Right, Michael?
You can articulate.
Yes.
Articulating the valid, how it's going to benefit the public. And versus an individual household. That's
the key, right?
That's the key.
You've got to make sure that stipulation fits everybody.
That's right.
So let me ask a question, guys. What is considered the public? One person or 100 people?
That's what I say, Dr. C. One person.
The public, and that what he's referring to, but benefits the public. If you go back to your private easement, which is deeded to the county, for people to right possess their properties on a lot of roads in the county, and they have several lots down that private road, and they share a road that is deeded, but it's not a county road, that serves the public when you fix that hole in that road under an emergency state. And you can only do that under a state of emergency. You can't go on that road not under a state of emergency because that's their private road, and it's the homeowners that live on that road's responsibility to maintain it. Those are the rules,
yeah.
And that's how that rule was adopted. That benefits the public.
Where's the deed at?
Huh?
You just said if it's deeded to the county.
If you go in there and get with Robbie, it's deeded to the homeowner or whatever. You have a private easement. There's old subdivisions where they did 10-acre lots on either side, and they have a dirt road that goes in there, and they access it. You've got 10 or 12 families that goes down that dirt road. That easement services 10 or 12 families. Under a state of emergency, if you go in a mud hole in there, if them last five can't get to their house, the county can go in and fix that hole because that is public road servicing several families.
Well, we've done it that way for years.
That doesn't justify fixing individual driveways. And I've said this from the beginning, if we can't do it for everybody, we don't need to do it for none because we have no way, no money or material to fix all these roads bad within this county. And I still say if it is someone that has handicap or some kind of a bad deal, this county is a given county, you get the name, I guarantee we'll get that road fixed for. We can't fix it for everybody, but someone in need, we'll take care of them and not put this county at risk of a lawsuit.
Then we just don't need to...
What would constitute us getting in a lawsuit over
fixing
somebody's driveway if we commit, if you'll let me finish talking, please, if we commit to fixing everyone that needs to be fixed as we can fix them in time? You know, we've been, this county's been doing it ever since I was born.
Yes, sir.
My granddaddy, when I was a little bitty baby, he took care of what they called the sub back then. And it was the road department, and it was called the sub. They had one little single axle dump truck, and they went around fixing roads and driveways and what have you. And it's been done like that ever since I've known Dixon County. And it's only been done as it could be afforded to be done over all them years. And all I'm saying is, if the issue is we ain't going to do one till we can't do them all, well, nobody can do everything at one time. But we could continue to do what we've done for years and years and years to service everybody. And if we're servicing everybody, then everybody's getting something out of it. You know what I mean? That's just something to look at or think about.
I disagree with you, WC. I'm not entirely correct. As a young boy, my daddy was county commissioner of this county. We had several private easement roads in the 1st District, Log Landing area. The one going to the cemetery there by Sanchez's. Those have been graded by the county now and turned into county roads because you grade them so long, they become county roads. But as a boy, on the weekends, if they had a funeral, they had somebody that needed it fixed. When we got done working, picking the back or whatever, we loaded rock in the back of our old dump truck. And we went out there and put it in those holes because he was not going to put county equipment on private property doing work that was not supposed to be done. So I disagree with you, sir. I fixed many roads when I was young with our own material for the public, for the people, because he did not want to put the county in that position.
I'm not saying you didn't, Jody. And I'm not saying the county fixed every one of them. I'm saying I know for the fact they fixed a bunch of them. That's what I'm saying. Nobody can do everything, just like we can't do everything. So you disagree with something that ain't even what I said. I said they fixed everyone they could, and they did do it. Now, I don't know about what got fixed when your daddy was commissioner, because most of the time I was in a log woods from daylight to dark and after all them years. But I do know a little bit about how it's worked over the years.
Yes.
And, you know. So anyway, it the bottom line is, are we going to fix them all or not? I guess that's the question. You know, I would love to be able to fix them all. That's the way I feel. But I know we can't fix them all this week or next week or this year or next year. But if we decided as a legislative body to adopt the policy to fix what we could as we could, then, you know, what would be wrong with that?
You get a letter from the state, or Tallahassee, that states we can, I'm all for it.
Well, you know what? I ain't too sure we can't get that letter from the state when we present it to them like that. So we'll just see if we can.
Check on that for us.
Check on what?
He don't have to. He's already gave you the answer. He's done it 6 meetings, and WC's right. Jody's got some points, and he's right. Are we going to fix the driveways or not? It's that simple. I mean, all we got to do is give a legitimate reason to why it can be fixed. If it can't,
no,
we can't fix it. I mean, y'all making a mountain out of molehill.
I mean, I've asked him. I don't have any way of
looking at it. I don't know how much better he can ask.
Hey, my opinion is to fix these specific driveways is not legal.
Even my third grade education understood that.
I opinion is like butthole. Everybody's got one. But now, that's based on other opinions that I've read from the Attorney General, the Columbia County Attorney, I put in the last meeting minutes, and speaking to four surrounding county attorneys about these same issues. That's how I base my opinion. I don't care what y'all do, but I don't think you can fix these individual driveways from a legal standpoint. Now, that's my opinion. Now, y'all can do with that what you want.
There you go.
Well, my opinion is, I know we all want to do everything we can for everybody. And I want to do everything I can for everybody. But I want to do it legal, too. At the end of the day, I want to do it legal, and I want to do it for everybody that needs it. So that's what I got to say about that.
So that's what we've done for years ago.
I don't disagree.
I don't, because I've been on that board 20 years. And we've done it.
And I don't disagree with that fact either. At all.
So you saying on these ones
that when it was brought to my desk and it was the issues become of it, I'm rendering a legal opinion with your paper to do. And I've rendered it.
So these ones on this list we got tonight in front of you tonight.
From a legal standpoint, it would be my opinion that it would be illegal to do this individual driveways under the circumstances as I know them to be.
Okay. It's going to be illegal. I'm not going to be for it.
No, I don't. Yeah, like we had time before.
And I hate it. I mean, I know it's been done last year. I mean, yeah. I don't like a lot of laws. Believe me.
No, I don't either.
We got too many laws.
All right. Well, if we need to make a decision on that or move on. We need to move
well,
on.
Well, I need a decision. I brought it to you.
I make a motion not to fix driveways unless we can fix every driveway in this county. And if
second.
We can't, so we got
a motion, Mr. Stevenson, and a second, Mr. Hatch.
To deny these roads.
To deny these roads. If we can't fix all the roads legally, or no, if we can't fix all the driveways legally in the county, then we ain't fixing none of them. Is that your motion, Mr. Stevenson?
That is correct, because we don't have the manpower or the material to do so. It would take us the next 5 years to do that.
Okay.
And we do not have the tax money.
We got a motion and a second. All in favor?
And also, I want the public to know if you have special circumstances and someone's in need, please contact me. We'll get a benefit together. Bob Ray in the back right there. We got a bunch of us. We care about our people. We'll help you with everything we got.
Hey, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Let the record know I did not vote aye on that. I vote nay on it. And I make a motion that somebody, and I'll do it if I need to, I'll go to Tallahassee. And I'll get it straight from the governor what we can do and can't do. And when he says no, I'll be saying no too. Okay?
Okay.
I'm with that 100%.
I'm good with it.
I know you are. And I just want to do that where I'll get my own satisfaction.
But Dr. C, when you get up there and he says we can't pay for some money because we're going to need a bunch of...
Well, I believe... I believe if we can do it, I believe we can figure out how to do it over the years. I know we can't do it at one time. But the ones that really need it really bad, if we're lawful to do it, we can figure out how to do it. Like you said, if we have to raise money or do whatever we have to do to help them, we can raise money to help us be able to afford to do it or whatever we need to do or we can try. So, you know, I'm not saying, you know, that I want to run out here and do it. I want to find out what we can do and how we can do it.
What was your motion again now that you're going to go to the governor?
I'm going to go to Tallahassee and find out what we can do.
Okay.
I'm
going to Tallahassee to find out what we can and we can't do and if we can help fix these people's driveways.
If it's legal for us to do it. Second it. Then my next step will be fundraising or whatever I have to do to help.
Clear. Private driveway that serves one household. Yes. That's the question.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
On that motion, 50-1WC by
Yes. Yes.
The question is...
First, the 14741 with WC.
But the question is, the county funding his gas to go to Tallahassee?
I will furnish the gas on driving.
Okay. And ain't nobody got to pay me to go to Tallahassee and find this out. I believe I can scratch up enough gas to get there.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move on.
Okay, go ahead.
Request board approval to execute the supplemental agreement with Pastor and Associates out of the airport for the runway 422 project of number 43-1310-1-94-22 in the amount of $119,660. And this is in accordance with the FDOT project that y'all approved at the last meeting.
Motion. We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Request board approval to continue staging lime rock at various locations in the county right-of-ways for our road repairs as needed. Almost like different staging points with the rock pit being so far away, there's been a few areas where we staged it in the right-of-ways for use. Y'all okay with that? To continue with being in the county right-of-way for our use on the driveways in that area. We'll be staging lime rock at that area.
In the right-of-ways, I mean, is
in
that?
In the county right-of-ways.
You know, I was okay with that until this conversation here. So let's wait and see what WC comes up with. And if he comes up with that it's legal to do it that way, I'll feel more legal. But it's going to private property. Most of the time it's going to go to some private property. It'll pluff on into it. So, it happens.
Well, I'm afraid what will happen is the same thing's happening down on Pine Landing. And down that they'll start disappearing.
I took it, you having to haul this car, you may have need to put it on county public across the street to fix a county road in this area.
It'll be county roads and driveways in the right of way, but there have individuals have utilized it themselves.
Why can't we stockpile areas that we already have, like the county yard, the Rock Pit in the first district, we got lots of property.
You can scatter
that at staging areas and not have to put it in the right-of-ways or in ditches so that if someone runs off the road, they might hit it, put the county liable for in those areas. We have properties throughout each area where we could
make a motion table that we'll get a better answer on that.
Second. We got a motion to table, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
Request board approval to accept the courthouse renovation plans as presented. I've spoken with Sheriff Butler. He's in agreement with them, so they're in your packets. If y'all look over them, nothing has changed since y'all's last review. So with y'all's acceptance tonight of this, then we would get back with North Park Professionals and put it out to bid at the first of the year to start renovations.
Motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second,
Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Request board approval for a road work on a project down in the town of Suwanee on Southeast 909 Avenue. Commissioner Hatch and North Florida Professionals was looking at some drainage issues on that road. North Florida Professionals provided us a site plan for that. With board approval to do that project, we can move forward with it. Mr. Mark, I don't know if you want to elaborate on that specific project.
It's just something that tide comes in, tide goes out. It's the road's a mess. It needs to come up. I had Greg go down there and look at it as an engineer. He submitted something about Dwayne that helped that a lot of bit. Helped the road.
We
service the people in and out there a lot better. And I make a motion to do it. Y'all want to look at the plans Dwayne has?
They're in your packet, but we can look at them and talk about them now.
I'll make a motion, but I want to ask them. Do we have a grant funding for this project?
This would be handled in our...
This would be an in-house thing. It's probably going to take 6 or 7 loads of mill and a load of rock. It's going to take a couple loads of rock, probably maybe 6 loads of mill. This is an in-house project.
We have the millings already. We have stuff, correct?
Yes, sir.
So we got a motion, Mr. Hatch, and a second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Request board approval for an administrative day on December 30th, 2021 for all board employees following suit with Governor Ron DeSantis' announcement of the closing for state offices on this day. It's not a holiday. It's not recognized as a holiday. The board recognizes December 31st as the holiday this year. But to follow suit with the governor, he is giving all state employees an additional day as an administrative day. And if the board so chooses, y'all can follow suit with that.
Aye.
Got a motion from Mr. Hatch, second from Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
I need board approval and an actual date to set up a workshop with the town of Horseshoe Beach representatives to discuss some business. I know Leon and I have spoken to the new mayor down there, Mr. James McClellan.
McClellan, yes.
And some of the councilmen want to meet and talk. I think they've talked to the chairman as well. I don't know exactly what it all pertains to, but maybe some of the FEMA.
They couldn't get me to understand. I said, why talk to Dwayne and see if we can get a workshop together. So
I didn't know about the building inspector.
Some of the building inspectors, some of the operations, they want to talk about millage rates between the county and the city. The business is what they want to talk about. So if y'all look at y'all's calendar for the first of the year, I told them I'd try to get y'all to give me a workshop date.
Get it together, we'll do good.
Y'all tell me, so y'all have a meeting on January the 6th at 10 a.m. if y'all would like to set up a workshop before or after the meeting, or any, you know, or the 20th if y'all wanted to wait the night of the 20th of January. I could come do it at 5 o'clock workshop, 6 o'clock meeting if y'all would like to do that.
Are we going to have to go to Horseshoe?
No, no,
they can come here to us.
Why can't we do it before the meeting?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
So, 2 days you'll have January.
Let's do it on the January 6th, because January 20th, there's a rough hunt I'm going on, and I won't be here.
The Board of County Commissioner meeting is at 10. Would y'all like to have the workshop at 9, or would you like to have
nine.
It
after? 9,
o'clock.
January?
We did.
January the 6th, 9 a.m. workshop with the town of Horseshoe Beach, correct? Here.
Yes.
All right. Who made the motion?
I did.
Mark.
Second.
And second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
All right. Thank you all. Request board approval for access to be utilized. It's on a board easement out behind the transfer station. It's in the packet to look at. From Mr. Dennis Rollison. He is leasing some property on the backside, and the legal access around it can cross board property. It's an unimproved road. He would need permission from the board to utilize that.
I'll make a motion. We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Hatch. All in favor.
Wait. Wait just a second. Dwayne, there were some issues with some gates in that thing. Make sure that the gate stays closed.
My understanding, the gates were tore down. He was willing to
back up. I was out there about a month ago. They wasn't tore down. But they may be tore down now.
But,
But anyway, just be sure the gates mentioned that, you know, they need to be closed and blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely.
But I'm good with it.
Okay.
All in favor.
Thank you. Information items tonight. We did, in fact, our office mailed and emailed and faxed the letters to Senator Hudson of the Senate Bill 1078 for the Soil and Water Conservation Abolishment. We've also sent back to Senator Bradley, Chris Doolin, and all the other, you know, at Tallahassee, as y'all requested. And to date, the County Manager's Office has now processed and filled out and submitted all the special assessment changes and got them submitted to the tax collector's office today, and we've roughly done a little over 180 parcels. So that was in conjunction with the special assessment changes, and those were the errors and omissions that had to be corrected at this time that we know about. And we've been able to successfully help the citizens there.
Good deal.
That's all I have tonight. I shall have something for you to look at.
Thank you, Mr. Wayne. Mr. Michael.
I got a lease extension. I presented to you, Mr. Chairman, earlier. The lease extension, we've had a memorandum of understanding back in 2015 with the Lower Swanee Communication Shelter Sharing. Basically put some communication equipment on a tower down there, Swanee. I've looked over the contract. That's been in the memorandum of understanding. The Department of Medical Services has noticed it's out of contract, so I've done a 5-year renewal, basically adopting the same terms and conditions, sharing a tower down there for the communication equipment. So asking board approval for the chairman to execute that and get that up there for full execution.
Thank you.
Motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
I got, Mr. Chairman, we've been involved in an opioid lawsuit. When I say we are a participant, a plaintiff, in a big class action lawsuit against the pharmaceutical companies that manufactured those opioids. So basically they come in and done a survey of our management services, how much it's cost their jail, the people going to jail that was a result of drugs. So they took all that and they've trying to get a settlement reached with these pharmaceutical companies, and we would become a participant back in that with Avery and Smith, Mark, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years
ago. Yeah, it's been a while.
So it's getting very close to the county getting some money out of this particular thing, so I need the chairman to sign some paperwork. Basically, it's a Florida subdivision participation agreement. It's just basically we agreeing to participate in receiving some of this fund when it's as will be given to us.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch, Mr. Valentine, all in favor.
All right. Della, you want to bring up them other two items?
Leon.
So the clerk's office has been contacted by Billman Zoman. They need two issues to be reaffirmed from 2020. It's going to be ordinance 2020-04 and another, which is resolution 2020-02.
Each one of them, I understand, was missing a signature, one of the parties' signatures. Right, basically.
Yeah,
not. Was sent to Tallahassee.
Was not sent, was not done.
But we just need the board needs to vote to reaffirm both of those in their same form as they was done at the original meeting. I guess we can get them re-signed.
Do them individually.
Ordinance number 2020-04.
Motion.
We got a motion. Mr. Hatch, second. Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Resolution 2020-02.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor.
That's all I have, Mr.
I got one thing for you, sir. Mr. Guy Richardson had presented me with some papers regarding dirt going on private property, photos of graders and trucks and stuff being done, and I presented it to Mr. Cannon and for it to be checked into. Have y'all looked into that, and have y'all found any results, or is it still ongoing?
You asking me?
Yes.
So have you?
Both of y'all.
I did the investigation, figured out what happened, and looking at it, I gathered up my end. I haven't had time to present it to Michael, y'all's attorney. I'll get with you on it. We'll go over it and then give the board back an answer.
That's good to me.
I'm good for that.
Miss Barbie?
I don't have anything tonight.
You don't have anything? All right. Question.
Then we go out there tonight, then we come back for the comments.
Yep. How about the appointment of Swanee Water Board?
I think if you'll do a public comment, we'll come back and do that.
Yeah, we fix to come back in here and everybody can talk. We fix to step outside and they're going to...
I got a presentation I'm going to try to do outside and...
about 10 minutes.
Y'all can be right back in here.
We'll talk about this.
Cut that out, man.
We have
talked about
digging a new canal.
That old bitch.
And it was
right in the same.
Come
on, Billy.
We're going outside and watch for a presentation.
Me too. I never thought when I hit 57 I would feel like
that. Me and you both.
he's already on the camera. I come down there and dig around and call the over for him all the time. But I don't work for it. I hope it will work. In fact, people that work for Swanee Water is the one that they knew that the over fish is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want him around.
The board members are the ones that...
Talk about employees.
Yeah, but it's...
Not board members.
No, it's just a very intricate demonstration. Couldn't understand it, so I thought, well, I'll stand out here for it. No, it isn't.
Maybe.
He did an awful lot of work, and I'm not sure what the end result was, you know, what his end game was supposed to be. He's like, he's trying to explain why it happened. Well, we need the why right now. We need
the really, why. I wanted to pick. Somebody to have it again. We're going to have my shot.
Back
out there to the right.
Barbie, you got any comments?
No, I said no.
Okay. Well, we got to fix the traffic right. Shut up. Did anybody got any comments?
Well, I'm not sure. I got a quick call up here. They turn the gospel. I know, man.
I don't know. Yeah. Dwayne looking for an assistant. We'll take one of each of you. What do I?
Who cooks the best?
Yeah, I want that one.
Thank you, Mr.
Kevin. Feel like Christmas. Santa Claus is coming.
I'll tell you what, he's going to flood away to my house.
Who waiting on?
Who waiting on our other two commissioners?
My gosh.
The rest of them. Go get them.
Me, you ain't got nothing else to do. You eat.
Channel 4, I have that on news tonight. Y'all come on, I gotta eat.
Did you talk to him?
We heard you.
Yeah, we heard you.
Oh, Steve, come at him.
Yeah, we had a meeting in Swanee this past week. Chris Stevenson and I went to it, and we had talked about privatization down yonder. They tabled that, and everything I'm hearing, I believe it's going to just wind up being killed at the end of the day. So good turnout down yonder. A lot of people concerned about the direction of Swanee Water and Sewer. And I think, honestly, they'll get the wheels back on it and get it back under them. We did have Mr. John Taylor, he stepped down and affected immediately and, for health reasons for him and his wife. So it's our place to fill that vacancy. And we had a list of four people that I feel qualified for the position. And
I'll tell you their names, Mr. Talmadge Strickland, Ms. Linda Brock, Mr. Ken Ross, Mr. Butch Carr. And I'd like to fill that position of John Taylor with Ms. Karen Ross, and I'll make the motion to do that.
We still got WC with us?
Can he go outside, please? WC, you still on the phone?
You're not about choice.
You can still be outside.
We got a motion.
He's on.
I'm here.
He's here.
Yeah, I'm here. What? Where'd y'all go? What happened?
We went outside for just a few minutes.
We got a straight.
Anybody video it for me?
Okay. We got a motion.
And a second.
And a second, Mr. Valentine.
What's the motion?
To replace Mr. John Taylor with Ms. Karen Ross on the Swanee Water Board and Sewer.
You get that, Ms. Ella?
Swanee Water Board?
Yes.
That's what I'm addressing.
Okay, you can...
The public comment?
No. You'll get to talk in just a minute. Okay. Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Who was the four?
Karen Ross.
No, I say, who was the other members, or the other people putting in for it?
Because Mr. Max Clark also resigned Wednesday. He called me Wednesday, sent an email, and Mr. Maxie resigned also. So out of the four, Ms. Karen was appointed, and so we still have Mr. Butch Clark, Ms. Linda Brock, and Mr. Talmadge Strickland. So we need to replace him also. And Mr. Talmadge Strickland is who I'd like to replace him with.
That's all right.
And make a motion for him.
That's your buddy. He put his water meter in my yard. And you annex land in his name. That's not right.
You'll get to talk in just a minute.
Mr. Talmadge Strickland, my motion.
Who are we replacing?
Mr. Maxie Clark. He resigned Tuesday. No, I'm sorry, Monday or Wednesday.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second
by Mr. Mills. Any discussion? All in favor?
Now the other two, I would encourage anyone to please sign up and run. This is the year that three board seats will be up. I would encourage anyone to go sign up and run for this position where the Board of County Commissioners does not have to appoint anyone. Let the people in the community elect them. So that's all I have with that. And the second thing is, hope everyone has a very Merry Christmas. That's all I have.
Ma'am, did you do that to call you? Whatever we went?
Mr. Steve.
I got a couple things. One is I want to make sure it's on record that I don't agree with the vote that y'all done at the last meeting, bringing Mr. Hutchison back after assaulting me with no repercussions or nothing whatsoever. I didn't say he needed to have been fired or anything, but it should have been something done to that effect, because now we have set a precedent within the county that you can hit a supervisor with no repercussions. And I just want to make sure it's on file that I disagree with that. Without a thorough investigation, the vote was made. I did receive papers on his statement to the Cosner Group, and I just say I don't agree with it. And I just want to make sure that's on record. Another thing is, I wish everyone a happy Merry Christmas, and I hope we can do something to get this water situation under control. One other item that I got is on the rotation of the county. Used to, each county got the crew once a week or whatever it rotated around. Due to all the ditches and everything being the way it is, I would like to see the graders and everybody work together to work road by road and clean the ditches on that one road. I don't care if it takes us all week just to do one road. Let's get one fixed. And then we'll go to the other side and fix one and get all the way across the county, because if we can get one fixed, it will be easier to maintain, to get them cleaned out, get these culverts open, and let's do them one at a time. We could put one grade in the road, a couple cleaning the ditches, and let's
get it done
and get it done right. And then just start
start somewhere, pick a starting point, and let's move across the county and pick them one at a time and get them done. That, I would love to see that if y'all would so choose to do so, as the rest of the board. I think we just hired someone to run that
Grado, but I think he's more changing the dynamics of, I guess, the road department's grader operation and ditch cleaning.
The Grado would probably need to be incorporated in that.
Sure.
All I'm saying is we take all graders and put them on one road, and all the people, we can get one fixed, and then they can maintain that dude.
So take and pull all the graders,
put it on rotation like it was until we get them all fixed. He goes to one district for a week and rotate them around. And then, like I said, if it takes all week, just pick one road. Then go to Mark District, let's pick one road. Your district, pick one road until we get them all fixed.
So you're talking about all the graders come to
all the graders, all the dump trucks, all our people come
to one
in one area on a sole purpose. Then once we get it, we'll be a lot easier to maintain it.
I think me and Dwayne talked about that before, but
we talked about possibly putting all the graders together and seeing if you could do a whole routine now, but I was specifically talking about grading every road, not staying on one road and fixing. You know, I was just talking about running through an area, grading each district a week, so you'd have to be on a five-week rotation.
But that also, you'd be running them graders
of
one end to the other of the county. That'd be a lot of wear and tear on them tires and stuff on the highway and stuff, too.
See, there'll be some pros and cons to it. I mean, there'll definitely be some of that. I mean, y'all can talk about it, look at it. He's just saying he'd like to look into that, right? I mean,
that's correct.
Yeah. We need to,
I know for a fact we run the graders a lot all the time. I mean, I know they've incidents that we've had stuff messed up. And the grader in the first district was one standing, one of the other ones down. He left and went to 20.
Yep.
That's a long haul. We fixed the road down and he came back.
That's
so, I mean, all I'm saying is we got a bunch of ditches that need to be cleaned, a bunch of pipes that need to be cleaned. If we concentrate on one road at a time, I think we could make a better effort and then get them cleaned and let's move forward and then maintain them. If we do it as a group of everybody working together with one college goal.
Why don't you look into seeing something like that, put a plan together, send it back to the board, and also get your task force looking at it. They might have something that immediately need a lot of attention on. So put something together and bring it back to us.
That's all I have.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight. And, yep.
WC.
Yep, WC, you got anything to say?
Yeah, I just, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, first of all, and sorry I'm not there, but I got a lot of irons in the fire. So anyway, I just like to say one thing about putting all these machines and crews together, and I ain't trying to blow my whistle. But I've run as many as four logging crews in my career. And I've had occasions where I had to put two or four of them all together. And in my experience, when you put that many together in one spot, you get about 40% of your production as you do when they're all split up. We got five graders. We got five districts. In my opinion, the graders are better served by working their own districts. They know where to go. They know what to work on. And that's just my opinion. Now, whatever y'all want to do, fine with me. There's four more of y'all. That's my opinion on that. And everybody have a good night. Thank you.
And I'd like to thank everyone for coming tonight. I wish you and your families a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Please be safe.
Jamie, you got some up there?
Yeah, I'm fixing to get to them. I'm fixing to get to them. All right, now it's y'all's turn. Mr. David, come up here to the podium. You got 3 minutes. Once you get up here and state your name.
David Paul, 24.
strongly oppose Solomon Strickland being on the watch list. He's on every board. He's had a move his water maker over my yard. He uses company equipment, and the people down there use that as power. And he was kicked off the water board for misappropriating money before. So I think it would just be, I know he's your buddy. I see you over there.
He's my friend, yeah.
Yeah, he's your friend.
Yes.
But I don't think he's suitable for the water board.
Well, if he does that, he'll be removed.
Was it proven that he misappropriated your money? What was the money issue?
That was not approved.
What's that?
Money, you said there was money issue?
I don't know. You got an extant waterfront property that he's now full building permits on. So,
That was in 2013 that happened?
2013.
Yeah.
I know the county
your county commissioner in 2013.
Yeah. How much did you get out of it?
Don't never stand there and accuse me of nothing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Never do that.
Mattering. I mean, like, the county
you can get
away,
you can,
away waterfront property. And now there's a building permit.
There ain't a commission sitting up here that was on the board at that time.
Yeah, they didn't notify any property owner.
Well, go back and talk to them. I'm sorry. There ain't a sitting commissioner that was here then when that happened.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
I am
he
too.
He doesn't need to be on the water board.
For the years.
That's fine. Elections coming up.
Yes, sir.
Have a good day.
Yes, sir. You too.
Miss Robin?
My name's Robin Around. I've been getting a lot of crap from people knocking down my mailboxes. Mary called code enforcement on me. And this is my property. My mother's, actually. It's not mine. My mother lives on it. I was told that I had to move the RV to the side of the house or the back of the house. As you can see, you cannot see that RV from any direction on any of those pictures. From the driveway, front road. So when Steve called me, he told me that it needed to be moved. Well, how did he even see it? Gate was closed. He said he went to my neighbor's. That last picture on there is a picture of the gate line that the electricity people had to mow over so they can get to the electricity lines in between the properties. But even to that property that he said that he was at, you still can't see that RV. So that RV has been there since my mother has bought the property almost. It's been there for over probably about 25 years. When she bought this house, they moved the RV onto the side of the house and they put the mobile home down. I would like for it to be grandfathered in so I don't have to move it.
What is the purpose of the RV?
It's for storage.
Like a shed?
Yeah, it's just my mom's Christmas stuff in it. We put the bikes in there on the porches. It's just used for stuff that the mobile home can't hold because there's two children.
How far off the county right away is that?
Far, far.
I don't know what. I mean, I don't know what our rules and regulations are on that. To be honest with you.
You can put camper anywhere you want to on your property. That's the end of story. Living in it's a completely different story. But
if you can storage, I don't like
storage. I think
Steve and him will actually do
their
investigation.
Yeah, he told me that I would have to move it to the back of the house or the other back of the house.
Well, we need to let Steve and Leon handle that
from there. There's a drainage field there and in the back of the house. I mean, I can move it, but it's been sitting there for almost 25 years in the same spot. I have to...
Let us look into this, please, Robin, and we'll see if we
can. And I have one more thing. I'd like to know if you guys will be able to get some workers down there in the hammock area and start cleaning it up. It's disgusting. It's a mess.
And the what are you referencing, garbage or?
Garbage, trash, people throwing, you know, 349 is looking real trashy as well.
Are they throwing whole bags of garbage out?
No, just throwing cups.
Everywhere.
And just, I got concrete stuff hanging on the corner of my street.
If you can find any bags that has a address or anything like that, then we can get that to FWC. They handle that, and they will make a case.
Okay.
You can get garbage that has a letter or anything that has an address to state who that belongs to. They will knock on their door and ask why it's there.
One more thing. I wanted to note, I don't know if you guys mentioned it, the $2,711,262. And that's going to be sent to stormwater mitigation. Have you guys voted on that? I know it's just up in the air right now.
You talking about the funding that has been put forth for the stormwater task force?
Yes.
That was submitted to the state, to my understanding, and they're looking at funding that, and that the county will not be in control of that money. It will be going to them to work on the canal. Mark can elaborate on that, I think.
And is it
still in appropriation?
And if you guys do get the money, do you guys have a plan?
It's not up. If we get that money, to my understanding, it is going to the Stormwater Task Force.
Yes.
And the Stormwater Task Force will be dictating where that goes, I believe.
We'll still bring it to the board for approval.
They'll make the
recommendation. And there's some apps and all that out there that Dwayne's putting together something for a website where anybody can click onto it. He's going to add the DOT stuff to it, what they clean out, what they do.
So it's a working process. You'll see a map before 2 months longer. With
you can click on the area, and it shows exactly what's going on.
Okay, and
that's your time's up. I'll actually give you a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Miss Mary?
Yeah, I just want to say everybody in this room have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and stay safe.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to say anything? Get on up here. State your name. You got 3 minutes when you state your name.
My name is Bert Busby. I have two questions. One, we don't take tires. At number one, as you well know, Commissioner Stevenson. I had somebody come in there the other day. I was able to, they asked me where their garbage went. They did have a decal. And I told them where their garbage went, but I said, those five tires you can't leave here. I told them where they needed to go. The next day, those five tires or somebody else's five tires were on 353 on the edge of the road. Amazing that it was just five on the side of the road there. The second thing is this. I would ask this board, what position will we be in or what position will you put us in after January the 1st when we now have to say, you can't dump your garbage here because you don't have a decal. Now, if it's people that we know, we're not going to have a problem with those people because they're gracious enough to say, where can I get one? But we're going to have people we don't know. And I've already argued with some of those people that we do know that are county people, and they said, you're not going to put a decal on my truck or on my car. Now, I'm not going to be the garbage police, gentlemen. So, sometime between now and January the 1st, you're going to have some kind of area of responsibilities that the people who work these waste sites are going to have to live by and try to work by.
We've actually addressed some of that stuff. Preacher, do you want to, maybe you need to have a meeting with all the attendants and
you've already said, I've said I've been the phone calls for about the last 3 weeks. I don't care if they put it on a piece of cardboard. I'll make it short to you when they come into sight.
And I told them,
they can be a fan, it can be a flag. As long as that sticker is on it, and it'll truly a resident of Dixie County. I don't know no more what I can do.
And you're still going to, if Joe Blow comes in there after January 1, and you're still going to be able to issue that person a sticker to put on his vehicle or his flag.
And
at
the transfer station, they have stickers at every time. It can be on the toe jam when you're holding your door. You can put it up under the hood. I mean, really, I'm not trying to be funny, but I don't know what else to do. It's just there because we're having problems with out-of-county garbage. Everybody's fussing about paying their solid waste assessment. It's a hefty, quick-taking trash and leave kind of. I followed a dude from Lockaway County with a truckload of the trailer. Bring my wife home from the hospital. I followed him across the country, he went all the way to 25-8. To a truckload and a trailer. I had to call the sheriff's department.
Can you stop by the dump site to the building and get the sticker?
Yes, sir.
And sometimes they don't stand up front to finish them out.
Can you blow the home, make me come out. I have to put in. And then, sir, will you please call me and let me know when you did it? I will blow the
home. They used to be standing out there as you came in the gate and issued the stickers. I haven't seen one of
them. I actually pulled them down. You're talking about the lady in the van.
I literally checked
them. I was checking the younger lady in the van at the site. But that's right. She's gone around.
Okay.
She's played twice. We're not going to get some intended.
So we will still have details after January 1st at the site.
If you run out, call us here. And we will give them to you.
Very good.
Yes, sir.
Very good. The only question is, what do I do if somebody refuses to stop? When I tell
you, call Preacher and we'll have to address it.
Get their tag number.
Yeah, run them down.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, WC.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, WC.
You know, I've heard a few people just ain't going to put a sticker on their vehicle. You know, we put a lot of time and effort into trying to figure out how to help our taxpayers maybe not have to pay more money in the future. But you got a few of them that refuses to put a little old sticker on their window. You know, I got a sticker on my wife's Escalade, and I got one on my brand new pickup. It ain't hurt nothing in the world. And when the state of Florida tells you to put one on your tag and you don't, what you think they gonna do to you? First they gonna write you a ticket. Next time they gonna arrest you. Our rule and regulation is you gotta have a sticker to get our dumps. And I make a motion that sticker be in visibility of the dump attendant when that car comes in that gate. And if it ain't, send them back out. It's a simple sticker. It ain't gonna hurt nothing. This committee, this commission, and this county went to a lot of time and money to get that implemented. And I think the rule is the rule. And
I think so much.
We got a motion by WC and a second Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye.
Now, if they don't have their stickers, they don't get in.
It was my understanding there were some stickers went amiss. Do we got the numbers of those? Or?
I have a record, but we haven't. I know, yes, sir, we do.
You know what numbers?
I know what numbers went missing.
We'll be looking for them.
So
we'll be looking for them as they show up.
That's why we're going to put it on the computer. So if I pull into the site and so-and-so come in there, I can get to my computer and see who that sticky belongs to and when it was issued.
Yes,
Mr. Chairman.
I sat on the cell phone and the wave's coming in there. Dixie County hauls more bed springs and beds up there than all the other counties put together.
There was a lady in one outside.
And I think a lot of that's coming from the other counties. That is a statement from the fellow up there that the process is our waste. We haul more than all the other counties put together. So we buy a lot of furniture over here.
A lady come up to one of my workers and stated that it's coming from Compton Rivers. She knows it's coming from motels and stuff across the river.
WC,
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, go ahead, WC.
Yeah, I just want to say to everybody, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be ugly. We all follow rules and regulations all of our life. Whenever a rule is, you're supposed to do something, and that's a county-wide rule or a statewide rule or a country-wide rule. People have to comply. And this kicker thing has been a real big issue. And I'd just like to say to the people, with all due respect, that don't want a sticker on their vehicle, them stickers are going to save you money in the end, in your tax bill. I promise you that. Like Judy said, we seeing less stuff come already. And yet Dixie County has more trash and more beds and more couches and more scrap because there's about three or four counties hauling it here. But this is the only feasible way that the commission could figure out to help curb that and save the Dixie County people money. And that's what I just want them to know. I'm not saying you've got to do it because I say it. But you need to do it because it's for the good of everybody in the county.
Right.
And it's not something that I dreamed up or somebody else just dreamed up. Hey, let's make everybody put a sticker on the car. You know? My God, y'all. It's a little old sticker. It ain't hurting nothing. So anyway, I just want people to understand, I'm not the sticker patrol and I'm not the boss of it, but I want y'all to understand the reason for it. Thank you, sir.
Anybody else?
Mike, I did some research on the law related to the sticker. The county does have the right to require you to place that decal on your vehicle where it's visible. The county.
So we just made a motion, they got to have. So, and there also is, if they someone that is that bent on not having a sticker, there is private people in the county that will pick up your trash and haul it to the dump, so you need to haul them. So if you just don't want one on your car, I suggest, Preacher, let's get a list of those haulers and get it to each roll-off site. And if they don't want one, they can't dump there, but they can go hire them people to haul it for them. Yes, sir.
All right.
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The only thing that came up. I'm in the box. I have two things. One, by the way, have they ever thought about, I know years ago, Lonnie, they had recycling. Is that something that they thought about doing back here again?
I can answer that. Our volume is so minimal on recycling side. It cost us a lot more money to recycle than it did to not do it on. It was a nightmare.
That's right.
A financial nightmare.
I
remember. Okay. It had little cans, bottles, and cans, and all that. Yeah.
Okay. And the other thing I had was this storm record held up for 6 months.
We ain't got it.
Yeah.
We put in for it.
This is different from the COVID money.
Yeah.
2.2. Now, on that, we've already got the
Mr. James could probably contest to that. They had all that set up out there. They run it. They tried to make it work, and it was could not make it feasible. It cost more than it was producing.
You know, people would not sort.
That's correct.
Anybody else?
Motion to adjourn.
We've got a motion to adjourn. Second, Mr. Valentine. All in favor. Merry Christmas. Y'all be safe.
Okay.
I'm pretty weird.
already have a job. So you're not listening for that person.
I'm just saying, hey,
yeah, I got you.
So, yeah, I'm not trying to solicit, you know, anything other right. than
that was
I can help you with the overall high-level designs, low-level designs,
okay.
direction.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing this for...
Yeah, I don't know the language. And I'll figure out some stuff there to you, just beating around what little bit I can understand of it. That's really all foreign to me, honestly. So that's why we're trying to get something, okay?
And say,
put your contact here.
I know, right? That's like what we're supposed to be doing.
Just give you an idea of when we went fiber. My wife and I both work from home. We couldn't get internet service. So we have direct fiber, commercial fiber in the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it 25 downloaded?
20 meg down.
Wow.
For
we got 2.5 at our energy office. I'm down anywhere from 20 hours a week. You know, we have issues with our system now. It's like AT&T. Yeah. I'm working on getting Unity Fiber there. It's out there under our sidewalk right outside. And my plan is to get that IT person and get the first goal would be to get fiber to the courthouse for all the customs office in their day-to-day operations and get it to the county manager's office.
Okay.
And we,
Mr. Chris, and hey, what's your last name?
McKenzie.
Okay. 423-402-6354.
That's it. I'd love to sit down with you and see if there's any way where, you know, we can give back and help you. And I will cost you
something. Awesome. It's a pleasure meeting you, Chris.
Pleasure meeting you. And thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Yes, sir. You be safe.
Who's this?